So how often do you hear about a short fictional story going viral on social media? It doesn't happen a lot, but one story in The New Yorker is going absolutely crazy online. It's called Cat Person. That's right. We're parking the bird for a minute. It's called Cat Person. And to put it really simply, let's say it's about an awkward first date. But, you know, there's a lot of awkward first dates. Why is it a hit? Bridget Delaney is a columnist for The Guardian. She joins me now. Bridget, this has gone nuts, right? Why has this story had such a big impact on people?
I saw it late last night on Twitter and clicked on it immediately and read all 4,500 words in one gulp. I think it encapsulates kind of a lot of the arguments around the Me Too movement and the Harvey Weinstein stuff and the way that men and women are renegotiating or rediscovering a lot of boundaries.
So it's basically the story about bad sex, right?
Bad sex, but also bad text. So bad sex has been going on since the dawn of time, but bad texting is a relatively recent thing. And essentially the story is about a woman who went on a date with a guy that seemed quite reasonable. They had okay, semi-bad sex. And then she texted him, or I won't spoil the story, but there's a text message. It's a bit, a lot of people would be able to recognise themselves in the response. And you don't know whether your sympathy should be with the man or the woman. It's a very evenly played, but it's a very modern story.
And why is it called Cat Person?
Well, I actually thought reading the story that we were going to find out he was actually a cat, and that's why he was bad in bed. However, he's just a dude that lives with a lot of cats. So there's other aspects of the story. He's overweight. He's got a bad beard. He lives with cats. So some people, including feminist women, have found the story offensive because it objectifies the man. Other women find that their experiences that they haven't articulated are written, just all through this story.
Because the response has been so polarizing, right? Like men are responding in a pretty extreme way. Am I right?
They are. They're saying that the woman was cruel to the guy. She's a lot younger than him. And therefore, they're saying she has the power in the relationship. And women are saying they've often put up with bad sex or bad dates just out of politeness. And they've never let the guy know. So it's one of those kind of cultural moments that's being exposed, this time in a New Yorker short story.
Can't help but still go back to the main point. Why on earth has it gone viral like this? Like, okay, all of the things you've told me, didn't we know that?
I think a lot of women have these bad dates or bad sex and they don't necessarily talk about it. It just gets shoved, in the bottom drawer with all the other bad experiences because of this politeness thing. And this story is actually quite banally written. It's not a luscious piece of writing, but it sets out her internal monologue as she's like, do I hang out with this guy again? Do I go back to his apartment? And with that degree of detail, it's almost ripping apart, the scaffolding, and you can see kind of what's underneath.
It is fascinating. Bridget, thanks for coming on and trying to understand it with me. I really appreciate it.
I just urge your listeners to read the story because it's a cracker.
Bridget Delaney there, a columnist for The Guardian, talking about that story that has gone absolutely viral, Cat Person. This is RN Drive.